In today's Mishneh Yomer, we will learn the third and fourth brayta from the sixth perek of Masechta Avot. The brayta begins, Halomen mechavor perek echad, if someone learns, even from his friend, one chapter, or halacha echad, or pasuk echad, or dibur echad, be it even one halacha, one verse, one word of Torah that requires understanding, or afilo ot echad, even one letter. So how can you learn one letter? It's not referring to Aleph Bet according to Tiferet Yisrael. What it means is sometimes we find the Chachamim derive halachas, they derive important lessons from the fact there's an superfluous, say, letter in a pasuk. So even if he learns one letter from that individual, tzarich linhog bo kavod, you have to give this person respect. Shechen, we find Matzinu ba David Melech Yisrael, when it came to David HaMelech, Sholom HaMachitova, all he learned from Machitova was Ela Shnei Devarim, two matters. These two matters that brought down in Masechta Kala is, first he learned from that you shouldn't learn alone, you should learn amongst other people in a Beit Midrash, and also that you shouldn't run to go to shul in a relaxed manner, but rather you should go there with a sense of fear and trembling. Nonetheless, he only learned two things from Amitz Okra'o, and David HaMelech referred to Achitovel as Arabo, his teacher, Alufo Umuyuda'o, meaning his mentor and his friend. So Alufo is, Mepharshim explain, that's a language of being his Rav. Shinemar, as we find in the pasuk, it says, Vata enosh ke'erki, you are my equal, he said to him. Alufi, my mentor, Umuyuda'i, and my friend. So the very Kal Vachomer, we find this matter is a Kal Vachomer, meaning if David HaMelech acted this way, it certainly would mean that we must act this way as well. Umar David HaMelech is David Melech Yisrael, just as David HaMelech, who himself, according to Tiferet Yisrael, explains this is the basis of this Kal Vachomer, was a Talmid Chacham, he was head of the Sanhedrin. Shelo Leman Mechitofel, all he learned from Achitofel was Ela Shnei Devarim, two halachas. Kra'o Rabo, he nonetheless called him Rabo Alufo and Mu'da'o, as we explained above. So Alem Mechavaro Perek Echad, if someone learns from a friend, one chapter, or halacha echad, or pasuk echad, or dibur echad, or ot echad, or he learns from his friend, say, I guess he said, one chapter, one halacha, meaning one law, one verse, one word, or even one letter, alachad kama vakama, us, who are not as Rosh Sanhedrin, not big Talmidei Chachamim, how much more so, shetzrich limchol bo kavod, you have to give respect to the individual that taught us even that single matter. And the Mishnah continues, ein kavod ela Torah. And kavod only comes to an individual, true kavod only comes through learning Torah, as Rashi explains. As the Braita continues, Shneamar kavod chachamim inchalu, that the chachamim inherit this kavod, meaning through the limud Torah, that's how they inherit this kavod. And it says, utmimim inchalu tov. And the Talmidim, they also inherit good. Ve'in tov, what's tov? Ein tov ela Torah, as we learned in the next pasuk, famous pasuk, ki lekach tov natati lachem, Torah ti'al ta'azovu. Lekach tov, once again referring to the Torah. So Tiferet Yisrael explains that since these Talmidim are receiving this lekach tov, meaning the Torah, that will give them kavod in the future, so certainly they should give respect to the malamed, the person who is teaching them. Let's now learn Mishnah Dalet. Kachi darka shel Torah. This is the way of the Torah. Pat b'melach tochel. One would eat just bread and salt. Umayim b'mshura tishter. A small amount of water the individual will drink. V'ala aretz tishan. He who learns the Torah will sleep on the floor. And his life conditions will be difficult for him. But Torah ta'amel, and nonetheless that individual learns, will still be toiling in Torah. Rashi explains, this is not to say that this is how everyone should learn the Torah. So what the Mishnah is teaching us, that even if someone is in very difficult circumstances, all they can afford is bread and salt, and they sleep on the floor, nonetheless they should still toil in a Torah. Another explanation here that's brought in Kahati here is that this is a warning to an individual who is wealthy, that if he's going to continue pursuing just pleasures of the world, what's going to happen is that will be his sole occupation, will dominate his time, and he will not be able to learn Torah properly. So it's not saying that one cannot be wealthy, but there are inherent dangers that can compromise one's learning if one is, and he should be aware of it. And what's interesting here is Ruach Chaim says, all this is written in the future tense. Tishan, tichia, etc. Tishta, tochal, these are all he will eat, he shall drink. So again, Ruach Chaim in a very similar line says, is if someone's sole or prime aspiration is enjoying worldly pleasures, he will not succeed in Torah. As we explained, he'll be distracted by them too much. However, it's not saying someone cannot be wealthy. However, someone wants to succeed in Torah, they should engage in Torah whether or not one will end up being wealthy or whether or not they'll end up being such individuals that have to eat pat b'melach and mayim b'mshura. Let's continue. V'imata seken, if someone does so, ashrecha v'tov lach. Praiseworthy such individual and it is good for you. What's that mean? Ashrecha b'olam hazeh. it's praise with you in this world, because you're not pursuing all these, as we said, these worldly pleasures. Again, such an individual, it becomes a preoccupation, it bothers a person, it can cause him a lot of difficulty. So praise with such an individual, v'tov lach olam ba, and it'll be good for you in the world to come as well. And then it continues. Importantly, on the back of this, according to the Rabbeinu Yitzchak Mitoledo, if one has succeeded in this and is engaged in Torah diligently, even in a state of Papa Melach, still al tebakesh tula atzmecha. Do not request to greatness, v'al tachmod kavanah, do not desire respect. Because he continued Rabbeinu Yitzchak Mitoledo explaining, then that shows that that was your prime motivation, not simply learning Lishma. And then it continues, yoter milubudach aseh. The way Kehati explains it, more than your learning you should do, is consistent with the Mishnah we learned in Perek Gimel, that kol shemaseh merubim mechokhmato, anyone whose activities, his mitzvahs, exceed his wisdom, chokhma mitkayemet, and his wisdom will endure. However, the Sfat Emet explains, what does it mean, yoter milimudach aseh? Limudach is like your hergel, your daily quota. What the Brit is trying to teach you is that more than what your regular quota is learning is always trying to push aser, trying to do your ter, trying to do a bit more than that. Va'al titave leshulchanam shel malachim. Do not desire the tables of malachim that are adorned with all sorts of pleasures. Sheshulchanam gadol meshulchanam. That your table, in your table in Olam Haba, is far greater than theirs. The kitrach and your crown, gadol mikitram, is far greater than theirs. And emanhu b'malach teshelem lach schar pulatach. This seems to be a similar reference we learned Mishnah in Perek Avot previously. And the Bar Malachta, your employee, in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is trustworthy enough that he will give you your reward. What's interesting here, the Chatzim Sofer says, it's interesting, the Bar Malachta sounds like he's your worker. What it means is that, according to the Chatzim Sofer, he explains that even though you've been given such great assistance, in it, you've gone the way of Torah and you've been given this divine assistance to be able to fulfill everything, and it might seem that your achievements are really not even yours, it's as if Hashem is the Bar Malachta, that Hashem has really been doing it all. Nonetheless, he's ne'eman, he'll still give you your reward. Those are Mishnah today. Oh, those are the Braitot today.